No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is 6 times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by 5th Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
It's time!
W-T-L.
I think we got a show.
Oh yeah, we got a show.
W-T-L.
And welcome back, everybody, to W-T-L. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
I couldn't even let you get in there.
For sure not.
I am jacked up.
Yeah.
We are getting into football. The Huskers coming off an impressive win.
Heck yes.
What more can you ask for? Thursday night football. The Chiefs are
week one NFL
hosting once again in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are a football junkie with, you know, maybe a little wagering, you know, tendencies here and there, you're in hog heaven.
Yeah, no, this is exactly how to start the NFL season off on Thursday night. Two of the best teams in the NFL, two of the best teams in the AFC, obviously, the defending champions, and Lamar Jackson, obviously, two-time MVP for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, you see that the Chiefs are getting the nod, the field goal nod here, Andy, as the defending Super Bowl champions. I think this might be one of my best bets of the week is I think I'm going to lay the points with the Ravens.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to a field goal, Andy, and I think I'm going with Justin Tucker instead of Harrison Butker.
All right, so you're talking Thursday night football on NBC, 7:20 kickoff.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs are hosting the Baltimore Ravens.
For sure.
I think the Ravens have the revenge factor going.
No doubt.
More than anything. And Lamar Jackson, it's time to, you know, kind of put up or shut up. Like, he has two MVPs.
Yeah.
But when it really matters, when the wins matter the most, he hasn't been able to get over the hump, which Patrick Mahomes has kind of taken away everybody's dinner when it comes to that.
Yeah.
I will say I absolutely love the addition of Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah, you have to. King Henry.
And when we get into some player props, I'm going to be looking his way early this season.
Yeah, for sure, Andy. That is one of the biggest, obviously, additions to a good team this year is King Henry. Obviously, lightening the load for Lamar Jackson to run it so much. On this Ravens team. But yeah, I just think they should be favored. The Chiefs should be favored, obviously. Mm-hmm. They still got all their pieces. They still got Kelsey. They still got Mahomes. Creed Humphrey just got a huge extension on the offensive line. So, no, this is a good team, and I'm not saying that they're going to lose the Super Bowl by losing the first game. I just think this game is going to come down to a field goal or, you know, or even the Chiefs, you know, down by one or two at the end of the game, kick a field goal, you still cover that 3 points. So I believe the Ravens keep this within three.
Well, and you have a little bit of history on your side. Didn't the Chiefs drop this opening game
for sure
to Detroit?
Yeah.
You know, it was 21-20. Okay.
Yep.
So kind of a toss up there. If you're looking at the Ravens, as you are you feeling the under? Are you going to go against the grain there as well? That's at a -110, 46.5.
Yeah, I think, that's right where I believe this game's going to be. I think it might push to 50, Andy, just because I think these two teams can score.
Okay.
And they're not like locked down defenses or whatever, but I do believe it probably gets there. You might get to 50. I'm thinking the Ravens 26, Chiefs 23 is where I'm at on most of my things. And I just think Justin Tucker wins it at the end. I just think there's just going to be a lot of commotion going on for the Chiefs, kickoff commemorating their consecutive Super Bowl hangover. Well, I just think they're going to start a little slow in this game and have to play a little catch up. And I think the Ravens are going to come pop off. Derrick Henry's going to eat up the clock.
Yeah.
And I just think the Ravens win this by three.
A lot of things point towards the Ravens. I will give you that.
Yeah.
I just like the Chiefs at home, you know.
Of course.
That's just
how
the way.
Can't you?
Yeah, exactly. And the line did open up at 2.5. Now it's been bet up to 3.
Yeah.
And you don't always like siding with the public money, but that's where I am on this one. And I also like the over. So I'm 2 for 2 here. Siding with the
public. I'm on the over as well. So at least we can agree on that. I'm just on the Ravens side. Chiefs could still win this, you know, 24-23 or whatever, and still you still have a Ravens cover. I just think it's going to be a lot tighter and come down to that last kick.
Well, paint me red, because I think I'm looking at a couple of player props here. I like Patrick Mahomes, longest completion over 35.5 yards.
Lock it in.
115.
Lock it in.
I also like, and this could be a big part of it, Xavier Worthy, the rookie wide receiver. Over 44.5 yards receiving.
Okay.
He's going to have an increased role. Hollywood Brown is out with injury. He's not going to be in there. And Worthy, X, as you call him.
Yeah.
What is he? Twitter fan. But anyway, he's their take the top off the defense guy anyhow.
Yeah, no doubt.
And now you got Hollywood Brown out. Marquise Brown is down with injury to start out this season. I think that he's going to have an increased role. And if they just use him within his role, I think 44.5 yards is well within his reach. Give me that -113 odds.
I love those two player props, Andy. I got a couple that have really looked that I think are really going to hit.
Okay.
I got Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown is at a +190 right now, Andy. You're getting plus money for Lamar Jackson to get in the end zone with his legs. I believe that happens in this game. This is Thursday Night Football. This is the first game of the year. You don't think that the MVP is going to get into the end zone?
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
He will.
And he might even pull it from Derrick Henry.
Exactly. Like, no, I'm taking this one. So I love that one. And then I just said how Derrick Henry's going to, you know, take all the yards and everything.
Yeah.
He's only 65 yards plus is at a -110 bet right now for Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
He is going to... I think he's going to go for 3 bills. I think he's getting over 100 in this game. So 65 plus at a 110 bet, I believe that is a lock. Use that as a parlay piece if you're going to throw in a Thursday night parlay. I love that. 65 yards for Derrick Henry is he could bust one in the first quarter and have it well in check.
I was even looking at anytime touchdown for King Henry at a -105.
Yeah.
And
love that too.
Most of these lines are coming from either DraftKings, FanDuel, or Warhorse.
Yep, for sure.
Sportsbook. So that's usually where I'm getting these lines from. So
love that.
All right, let's move on to Friday night.
Let's do it.
On Peacock.
Yep.
So I guess whatever. Maybe I'll listen to this one on the old radio.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is hosting the Green Bay Packers. They are your 2.5-point favorite at home. You got that over under right there on 49 square.
Yeah, hosting in Brazil, actually. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's on paper as a home game.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, that's a lot of goofy stuff coming.
It's a lot of goofy stuff, Andy. And what I'm first of all going to do. I think the under is hitting here. I think the total is going to stay under the number here. Things are going to be strange for both teams in Brazil, I think.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable, unfamiliar situation usually lead to offensive being, you know, a little out of sync.
Yeah.
The Eagles also helped their defense out quite a bit this offseason in the secondary, bringing in Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator. I think this game stays under the total, so I'm going to start there. But I know that a lot of people in the national media and everything are really high on the Packers.
Yeah.
I just think this is a little too early for them in a very hard matchup for them to come in and get this first win week one.
The only thing I really like about this game was a line I dug up. I believe it was over on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Jordan Love player prop, 5.5 yards rushing. Over.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have a scramble and get that, isn't he? I know he loves to stay in the pocket. He's very disciplined. He uses his eyes. He moves. I know all these things. I'm a Bears fan. I know these things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think he's going to have a scramble somewhere along the line to get me those 5.5 yards.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, Andy. And, if I'm looking at a player prop for this game, it has to go with – I still don't believe that the tush push is going to be what it was and all that kind of stuff, but right, I still cannot believe that Jalen Hurts does not get in the end zone for these guys. -110 bet for at least one touchdown. Again, throwing that parlay with Derrick Henry. These are both going to hit. Jalen Hurts is going to score a touchdown, especially on a Friday night primetime game on Peacock. But I love that. I love that player prop for Jalen Hurts. I believe he gets in the end zone.
Lock it up.
Lock it in.
All right, let's move on to Sunday, a noon kickoff over on CBS. Your Miami Dolphins are hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are a 3.5-point favorite. The total has been bet down, to 49 square.
Yeah, Andy. Believe it or not, I'm going against the Fins. I am on the Jaguars. Miami comes in this game with home field advantage, and they are the favorite to get this win in the battle for Florida, I guess. They should have a good offensive attack, obviously. They got probably the fastest player in the world, one of the most explosive players in the world.
Yo, dog, I can beat Olympians, dog.
Yeah, he can beat Noah Lyles in the 200 dash. I don't think so. But Jacksonville, I just believe that Trevor Lawrence is going to have a really good year, and I think they can pick up a win against Miami, not playing too far from their home stadium. So I love them coming in here and beating the Dolphins week one.
You know, Jabron, this game is in September, right?
Yeah.
Dolphins have covered 7 of the last 8 games.
Oh, my God.
You're not putting too much stock in that.
Yeah.
I do want to throw, and it speaks to Tyreek Hill and the others here, a fun little player prop. Tua Tagovailoa, longest completion over 37.5 yards.
Yeah. Should probably happen week one.
Jacksonville's had a leaky secondary last couple of years, and I don't know if they've addressed it as much as they should have in the offseason.
Yeah, no, you're probably good on that. I mean, that's a little longer than I like to do for a...
Well, yeah, but it has Tyreek Hill.
But it's Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yep.
And, you know, so no, I don't hate that at all. Yeah, so I'm good with that. If I had to go with a player prop in this one, I think I have to go over on passing yards, 250 right now for Trevor Lawrence. I would go with the over on that. If they have any chance of winning on that, it has to be the over. So I love Trevor Lawrence. Over 252.5 is at a -110 right now.
Well, you're really on Jacksonville here. And
yeah.
If you like the over player prop for passing yards and you like my prop for longest completion for Tua, are you leaning towards the over then on that 49?
Yeah, I believe I am, Andy, because I think that there's going to be a lot of points in this game. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is one of the funner matchups of week one, obviously. That's why we're talking about it. You got a whole bunch of players in this game. Obviously, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Tua Tagovailoa, and Trevor Lawrence. So, no, this is going to be a lot of fun. I do believe it goes over 49. I just believe that the Dolphins are getting a little bit too much love because they're so flashy with this 3.5 opening line.
And that line opened at 3.5, and it hasn't moved.
For sure.
So we haven't seen a lot of action on either side here to sway it one way or the other, and that tells me that the odds makers got it just
they think they have it correct, and not a lot of people are putting any money on either or. I might sprinkle a little bit on that +150 money line for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
All righty. The more you talk about Jacksonville, the more I'm thinking about it, but I love betting home teams, especially early in the season.
In week one.
In the NFL. So, all right. You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. What do you got going on over there? The pickle fight?
The pickle fight. Oh. It's a pickle punch to your throat. Had a whole bunch of these on the sandbar last weekend. It was very good. Best Bloody Mary beer in the game.
It sure is. And I might get up a little early for the Saturday game.
Yeah, for sure.
I might have a couple of those going in Lincoln.
No doubt.
Well, Nebraska Brewing Company, world class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the Line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, and we are right in the middle of football here. We're talking some NFL because, you know, we got that Thursday night action. We had to get to that.
Yes, we did.
This evening. Now let's get into some NCAA prime time matchups.
Let's do it.
We're not talking about prime yet.
Not coach prime yet.
Not yet. We will get
there. We will get there. Have to get there. Colorado week. Let's go.
Buffs are going down. Down go the Buffs.
Yes.
But anyhow, we got a top 10 matchup. Big noon kickoff over on Fox. Going to be a lot of fun in the big house. Michigan, 10th-ranked Michigan Wolverines are playing host to the number 3-ranked Texas Longhorns. And the Longhorns are over a touchdown favorite now. Just got bet up to 7.5. You got that total also getting bet up to 42.5.
Yeah, this is a crazy game, Andy. This is the national championship matchup we all thought we were going to get last year.
Yeah.
Pretty much without most of everyone of note that made it happen for Michigan.
Right.
You know, no J.J. McCarthy, Blake Corum, all those guys are in the league now.
I think they lost their coach even.
Yeah, their coach is in the league now too. Even so, I think this game might turn into kind of a college football playoff elimination game, Andy, because I think there's a loss somewhere in each of the rest of the slate for these teams, and the loser won't be able to afford three losses.
Okay.
I'm just saying that this could stack up to one. Yeah. The winner should be able to get through the college football playoff with at least a 10-2 record at worst. So last week, Michigan wasn't amazing in a 30-10 win over Fresno State, but it was good enough. And Texas, on the other hand, annihilated Colorado State 52-0. That's the reason that they're in the position that they're in, and the reason that the line is the way it is with 7.5 towards Texas on the road.
Yeah, you have your huge discrepancy there at quarterback as well. Quinn Ewers went 20 of 27, 260 yards, 3 touchdowns. Archie Manning,
Arch.
Even got his first touchdown pass there. And then on the other side, Davis Warren, the new quarterback, you know, barely got to 100 yards, threw a touchdown, but he also threw a pick. Just left you wanting more.
Yeah, didn't really stretch the field exactly. You know, I wanted to see a little bit more out of them. But yeah, like you said, it was kind of underwhelming for Michigan.
Yeah.
Very overwhelming for Texas.
The computers and all the analytics and the models, they love Michigan in this spot to cover. Some are even saying they can squeak out a win. I think when you're looking at this, you're saying, okay, I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan covers, but I think Texas is too talented.
Yeah.
We're in some key positions. I already talked about quarterback. They're just head and shoulders above Michigan right now. So even if Michigan tries to play bully ball in the big house, all those things.
Yeah.
I think Texas is just a little too talented right now.
I agree, Andy, and that's what everybody's saying is that the Longhorns are just a lot more athletically, you know, overwhelming than Michigan is right now. I think the real thing that's going to stand out for this Michigan team is that their defensive line looked great, I thought, last week. And what's really going to happen in this game is their secondary is really going to be the MVP of this game. They're not going to let Michigan do anything through the air, and Michigan is going to have to do that as Texas tries to pull this one away. So I am on Texas. Big here, seven and a half points going into the Big House. I think they get it done. This could be one of their signature moments to put them in that college football playoff early in the season, to put them even in talk about being number one, number two in the nation.
Ooh, put the old SEC on notice.
Yes.
And Michigan, you got to have a little bit of regression when you are the returning national champs. You lost your coach, lost all that talent. What, like 18 players in the NFL got drafted?
It absolutely insane.
It's crazy.
Absolutely insane. But I mean, they didn't want to stick around for the violations either. So that's you have to get them all out of there.
The old Spygate. real quick, what about that total, 49.5?
That is exactly.
It's been getting bet up. Yeah. It opened at 44.5.
I don't like it, Andy, just because I think Texas defense is really going to put the clamps on Michigan. And I don't see Texas, you know, scoring a bunch of points. I have this game somewhere around 28-17 is how it ends. Yeah. I like the Texas cover. I'm a little bit weary with the over-under. If I had to, I would lay it on the over, but I'm not. I think I'm going to sidestep it. Just go with the Texas cover.
I like the under. You already talked about all the athletes on defense for Texas, and we saw that last week.
For sure.
And if Michigan does what they want to do, run the football, run the football.
Run the clock.
Exactly.
Get to the fourth quarter.
You're not going to get to that over.
I agree.
And if it just keeps getting bet up and up, give me that under.
The only reason I would put it on the over is because I think Texas is really talented and going to be able to score a lot of points. So I'm just saying that they could maybe do the majority of the work for them, getting up to 35, 38 points by themselves, and then having Michigan kind of shove it in their 14, 17 points or whatever. But I am sidestepping that. I love the Texas cover, though.
All righty. Well, hey, let's move on to a CBS 230 kickoff.
Ooh.
The Cy-Hawk game.
The Cy-Hawks.
Iowa State heads on over to Iowa City to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes, where the Hawkeyes are your 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
The total's actually being bet up to 35.5. I think people are looking at the, wow, Iowa scored 40 points last week. And I'm saying, pump your brakes.
Did you see the first half?
Exactly. The first half, and it was kind of uninspired in the second half, but they did get the 40, so, you know, I get it.
They scored just as many points as the Nebraska Cornhuskers at this point.
There you go. And you know, I don't know, is Illinois State better than UTEP? It's hard to measure that. No, I don't think so either. But you're always throwing shit at the at the old Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
All right, so with that, I mean, do you like Iowa State keeping it within 2.5 or covering this with maybe an outright?
Well, I'll tell you what, Andy, the under is the best play. I'm going to say it here right now. I really do think that these I think Iowa's going to win this game 13-10 or 17-10. I believe Iowa wins. I don't believe Iowa State covers. I love Iowa at this juncture in the season to beat this Iowa State team. It's going to be close. It's a rivalry game, but the Hawkeyes haven't given up more than 17 points at home since 2022, and I don't see that trend breaking on Saturday. This defense is really, really good, Andy. The under is the play of the game here.
The under, and I probably the Hawkeyes money line straight up.
Yeah.
I mean, they are 8-2 over the Iowa State Cyclones last 10 games. This doesn't look like the spot where the Cyclones are going to get them back on the road early in a season like this. I just too much is leaning towards the Hawkeyes for me to feel confident about anything that the Cyclones are doing.
Exactly. And if that number streaks, that total starts to come back down.
It's being bet upright.
I totally get that. But if it starts to come down, go with the Hawks against the spread, because I believe that they are just heads and tails better than this team, and that defense is going to grind for you. The quarterback play for Iowa, wasn't inspiring.
Rittenhouse completed half his passes, 10 of 20. Over 100 yards.
McNamara looked good against an FCS defense, but I do think Iowa's the real deal, just as real a deal as they were last year. They have a really good defense, and they're going to keep this total low, so I love the under right now.
All righty. Well, we started at noon, got you to that afternoon slot. Let's end it with a night game.
Let's do it.
The Illinois Fighting Illini is playing host to the 19th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks, mm-hmm. where the Jayhawks are your 5.5-point favorite. Look at this total, 55.5. This is going to be over on FS1.
Yeah, Andy, and Illinois is getting 5.5. Is that correct? 5.5 points?
Yes. At home.
Yeah, at home. And
Brett Bielema, man.
Yep, and I was high on Kansas last year. I like them this year quite a bit. They have a good head coach, I believe, and an explosive quarterback to where they can make a run. They can make a run in this Big 12, I believe. And with that said, we're getting a decent number of points for an Illinois team at home that's not – I don't think they're terrible, Andy.
Ball control.
And should it have a point to prove early in the season?
No. Kansas has been a money machine.
Yeah.
Against the spread, the last 7, they're 5-2. I know that dates back to last year, but all those pieces are coming back. Their head coach, Lance Leipold, has got this thing going, and he's done it the right way. It started slow, right? He's kind of like doing the Matt Rhule thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where he wanted to do it right and take his time and all those things. And I think you're starting to see the fruits of those labor. And if Kansas is for real, and I believe they are for real, they should be able to go on the road and beat a middle of the pack, if even that.
Middle of the pack, yeah. I give them middle of the pack.
You know?
Yeah, no, but I was trying to do it for the Big Ten, Andy. I was trying to get on it. I was trying to figure out how I could say that.
No way.
No way. I believe Kansas, with the quarterback play, the good coaching, I believe they get this cover, win by at least a touchdown, probably more. Illinois has failed to cover the spread in 9 of its last 10 games at Memorial Stadium.
At Memorial Stadium.
Illinois has lost each of its last 11 September games as an underdog. The road team has covered the spread in 7 of Illinois' last 8 games.
Yikes.
It just stacks up against you.
Wow.
Get Kansas. Get them where you can. It's under a touchdown, people. This is free money. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
And I kind of like this for Kansas, where they're finally having some success, and now they're going to have a night game to kind of showcase that.
Yeah.
It's a Big 12. It's a Big 10 matchup. Should be a lot of fun.
Should be.
But I do think Kansas can get them by a touchdown or more, so I like that little buffer there at 5.5. What about this total, 55.5?
Now, man, I really don't know how to think about this, because I don't know if Illinois is going to be able to help them out with the points. So I see what they're thinking here, that it's going to kind of be a little bit of a back and forth. I believe Kansas can do their part to get, you know, to 35 or something like that, 32 points or 34 points. I would side with the under, Andy. I really would.
Yeah.
I know everybody's thinking that Kansas probably doesn't have the greatest defense being in the Big 12, but I don't believe Illinois can just put up a lot of points to help out here. So if I had to pick, I would pick the under, but I got Kansas winning big.
For once on this broadcast, you're going against the betting public and you're going under.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to side with you
on this
one.
Hey, look at that. My best pick is Kansas, though. Give me that spread with Kansas.
There we go. You heard the horn. That means we're up against it, but let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure, whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking. They got you covered. Visit stockandrod.com to get your wild game on. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
The Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
And we have finally gotten to the segment that we've been looking forward to. Oh, I don't know, since week 2 last
year. Forever. Yes.
I think we doing a little foreshadowing here. We might get to a Colorado-Nebraska game.
We might get there.
But let's start with another 7:30 kickoff over on ESPN. The North Carolina State Wolfpack coming off a win, feeling pretty good about themselves, hosting the Tennessee Volunteers, and Tennessee is your 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, Andy. This is a marquee matchup, like you said, of week 2 here. Starting the same time, the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Colorado play 6:30 on ABC or
ABC, NBC,
ESPN, whatever it is.
ESPN,
but I just think Tennessee is on a different tier. I believe they're trying to uptick this game a little bit. I believe Tennessee is just heads and above upper tier of NC State. So I don't see them having a lot of trouble covering this.
North Carolina's not Chattanooga.
No.
You know, who they beat up on last week.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Volunteers look completely locked in, and the offense was humming, though, Andy, which is really what you want to see in week one. NC State had a troubling performance and struggled to put away Western Carolina. I believe the Volunteers should be able to pour a ton of points on this. I believe the cover is good. I have Tennessee getting up to 35 points in this, and NC State maybe scoring a touchdown and a half.
I think I was listening to the hype machine a little bit for the home team broadcast, and I was like, "Who's this person? You know, pounding their chest for North Carolina?" Oh, it's the people hosting
the
game.
It's the Wolfpack.
Okay, very good, very good.
I mean, a lot of people would say that this could be a shootout just because of the transfer quarterback Grayson McCall, who almost passed for 10,000 yards at Coastal Carolina. Mm-hmm. This is the University of Tennessee, Andy. They're not going to be able to keep pace with Tennessee, and I just don't think so.
Tennessee's gotten back to the roots where they beat up on the non-conference.
Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
Winning 11 straight, and I don't think it's going to stop here, and it's probably going to continue here, but over a touchdown, I like that 7.5.
Yeah.
Now, this total just continues to keep getting bet up and up. It's finally starting to come back down on some books.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm looking at a 61 total.
And that's putting a lot of pressure on that NC State offense to score a lot of points. That's I mean, they, in my mind, they have to score at least 24 points to get even close to this number, and I just don't really see that happening on this Tennessee SEC defense. I don't like it. If I had to, I would go with the under. I probably won't bet it, but if I did, it would be the under.
I kind of feel the under on this one too, because I feel like Tennessee's going to have to account for the vast majority of that, and then I'm getting all these goofy metrics back from the computers and these models saying it's kind of closer to a toss-up than you think. I'm like,
it's not a toss-up to me, and I know a lot of people are trying to make it that. I think they're trying to make it that just because it's a week two marquee matchup, two ranked teams. I don't believe that they're the same tier, though.
Yeah, we've been in that spot before. Like, I don't know, a few years ago when USC was coming to Lincoln, and Nebraska finds themselves in the top 10, and we're like,
no, we're not quite
on USC's.
Or last year against Michigan.
Or last year against Michigan. Yeah, all the fun stuff. We have been there.
We've been the team.
But let's talk about where we're going.
Yeah.
Let's get into
Let's do it.
7:30 kickoff, prime time. Nebraska's hosting Colorado. Nebraska is still your 7-point favorite. The total has been bet down, however, to 59 square.
Yeah, it's been kind of a roller coaster, Andy, for me, seeing lines on this game, because I feel a lot different when I see it at 6.5, and I feel a lot different when I see it at 7.5.
It's been everywhere too. 6.5, 7.5 being bet back down. Yeah.
I do believe that I would probably side with the Cornhuskers at 6.5. I don't feel good 7.5, but I still believe that this is going to be a really, really tough, hard-fought game on both sides.
Yeah.
Us trying to, you know, put the clamp down on Horn, Hunter, and Wester. They're great receivers, and then Shedeur Sanders is going to be as good as the Nebraska defensive line is, Andy.
Yeah.
And we saw that it looked really, really good with those big boys.
It does.
We saw it from Shedeur Sanders against North Dakota State that he will not take a sack, and he's going to find his way to get that ball down the field. And the couple plays of the game, they could have ended up losing that game to North Dakota State, but Shedeur stayed on his feet, got it out. Couple pass interference calls, or you know, finding Travis Hunter in space, or
Hunter
Horn in space.
Figuring out a way to reel a couple of those in.
Exactly.
Like, wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So no, it's really what it's going to be about for Nebraska is making them, not survive on those long plays, but you know, making them grind out some drives. Because I do not feel like Colorado has a lot to sustain drives. They're big play mentality all the time. So if we can, you know, only let them have a couple of those.
Yeah.
If we give Travis Hunter, you know, 125 yards instead of 225 yards, I think we have a very good chance of winning this game.
Yeah, well, I think the Huskers do have to be realistic, because last year that defensive line sacked Shador eight times.
Yeah.
He was brought down eight times, and they still were able to win that one going away. Now, there was a lot of turnovers. A lot of things were out of the defense's hands last year. It got away from Nebraska in the second half. You hope that the improvements on offense, and it wasn't just a flash in the pan that we saw last week against UTEP.
Yeah.
You really hope that Dylan Raiola, right, can take care of the football enough and just not turn it over two or three times and make Colorado earn it. If they can turn this into a slugfest back and forth, you got to like the Huskers. I know where you're coming from with the hook. I like Nebraska 6.5.
Yeah.
As soon as it touches that, it gets bet back up in a hurry.
For sure. So it has to. It really does.
Yeah. And that's where I've seen it bet back down to a score 7 right now.
Yeah.
So that could be coming because there's so many people betting on a national scale here.
Yeah.
Colorado. Oh, and since it's still illegal to bet on Nebraska at home legally, you're seeing a lot of the out-of-state numbers favor Colorado.
No doubt about it, Andy. And just a couple. I want to flip to a couple of player props that I really like and that go in the Huskers' favor here, Andy.
All right.
Is receiving yards right now? I believe Thomas Fedone. It was a missing link last week. I believe we didn't show a lot with him because we're going to use him exponentially more this week. I believe he's going to be a huge red zone target. His yards right now are just at 25 plus at a -110 bet. I believe this is a huge easy money for Thomas Fedone to get 25 yards in this game.
All right.
I also like his touchdown at where was
he
it?
He is a monster in the red zone. Big target, athletic guy. Looked good last week.
I think it's at +160 for anytime touchdown. So I really like that as well, just because I do believe that we're going to target him a lot more this week. And if we get anywhere near the red zone, we're going to be looking for that big target.
You know, our boy up there in Ainsworth, Carter Nelson, did have a nice catch.
Looked,
it was later
looked
in the
great,
game.
Looked great.
Picked up a block from Thomas Fedone, or was it Banks? It was an upperclassman.
Yep.
Had a real nice block for him.
No, he looked really good, and I'm glad that he got in. It's just, he looks like he's going to be able to play, you know, for the Huskers for a long time, and it is really fun to see that.
It's encouraging all the young talent that's out on the field, and also the old guys that transfer portals in. Nair showed you what he was made
of.
Banks getting to that back shoulder in the end zone.
Looked great.
Kind of looked like Colorado a little bit offense there, didn't it? So with that, do you like the total? And it's being bet down right now. What was the last I saw? 59. Just amazing that's what we're talking about here.
No, and what everybody's saying about, I think we can beat them in a slugfest and all that kind of stuff, I do not want this to become a slugfest because, in my mind, they have the players for that. They have the talent to stay in those kind of games. If we score fast, they can score fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if we get into this, you know, throw the deep ball, all this kind of stuff, and get away from our roots, which is running the football.
With four running backs,
and, you know, just having Dylan make good, smart decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he sees a big play, definitely do it. I don't want to get in this tit-for-tat long ball situations with Colorado because that is what they're good at. They have the personnel for that. They have the big play mentality, and they have the playmakers.
Yeah, you get into that track meet style. That's where Colorado can thrive.
They can.
They kind of play up to that. You're talking about props. Do you have any defensive props over there? I'm just curious because I do think it wasn't an accident. It didn't just happen that Nebraska didn't blitz once last week. I think they're going to blitz a lot this week.
No, I mean, the only thing that I would say is that Shedeur Sanders right now, he's sitting at, his passing yards are 310 yards. That's his line. So they really think he's going to go to town on us.
Wow.
And that's the over-under, Annie. So, I mean, gosh, you think we can get to him.
Yeah.
Like I said, man.
He could pass for 280 and still miss that total by 30, 35 yards.
Exactly. Yeah. He could have a great game and still miss this. Yeah. My other side is that Dylan Raiola is only at 234.5. That's his line. I think that's very much doable for Dylan. But
I hope
I can just – that is what the bookmakers are showing you, is that Sanders is going to be throwing the ball, and he's going to be throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And he's going to be running outside the pocket, Can we get to them? Can we get them on the ground? Can we mitigate those long plays, get them to a couple three and outs without them getting a 40, 50-yard bomb?
Yeah, I just wish Nebraska's money line was a little bit better than it is.
Yeah,
it was,
no doubt about it. That's the reason why it is, because so many people would be putting money on it, and they're scared that Nebraska can win this game.
Yeah.
But by a touchdown, that's pretty tough.
It really is. And for all those things, Colorado has a leaky offensive line. I wasn't impressed with that. Their running game that there's, you know, they shorted
non-existent.
It didn't happen again. And their defense, I mean, come on, they're giving up plays to North Dakota State. And, and whatever you want to say about North Dakota State, they are an FCS team. Okay,
yes.
They are a level lower.
Below.
And I know that they're better than maybe, you could say, 30 teams or 40 teams in the FBS. But they're still playing at that level.
No doubt about it. Go Huskers. I love the VIG at 6.5. If you can get it at 6.5, do it. If it gets over 7, I have a really hard time clicking the button on that.
Stay on it, because this line is moving, and I think you will be able to get 6.5, because it's just got bet up to 7. That means it'll probably come back down to that 6.5 after all the Colorado money pours in and cools off. You were talking about a possible parlay.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I got it. This is college football parlay for week 2. I'm going to be doing one of these every week on the podcast all throughout college football. First leg, Texas Michigan. First game of the day. Big noon kickoff under 42.5. I believe that is a very good bet, minus 110. I got Iowa money line minus 140 against Iowa State, and then I got Oregon, another Big Ten team, covering a 20-point spread over Boise State. I believe they smoke them. Yeah. So I'm putting $20 on this, all three of them, to receive 105.
That's a little risky, because Oregon left people uninspired last week. That's why you're seeing that.
That's why I see it with the big there. Let's get it, Oregon. Right. Go Ducks.
You heard it from the Parlay Pounder, folks.
Yes.
Real quick, let's take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL. And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron.
Oh, the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
And we always do this throughout the NFL. We start with that Thursday night.
Yeah.
Got to end with that Monday night.
You got to end with the Sunday and Monday night games. They're the best. The reason that they're on TV is they are the best matchups.
The NFL, the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yep.
Thursday through Monday night.
As long as you buy all the apps and buy all the streaming services, you'll be able to watch everything for under like $9,000 a year.
You're probably pretty close
there. Pretty good. Peacock, Hulu.
Prime.
Just get them all. Just get them all. DirecTV, YouTube TV.
I do feel they need to rein that in, right?
They need to. Something needs to happen. I know a lot of people just say, well, just get Red Zone. You're still not getting primetime games.
Yeah,
it's all fun. It's I'm going to watch everything, but it does seem to stack up on the wall a little bit.
Man, I used to always go to, in my younger years, go to a sports bar and just have that media screen so I could watch them all. But even that's a little bit different experience, you know, because you don't always get the audio you want. And, you know, you're spending $500 on drinks, you know, and stuff.
Well, and now the bars just won't do it. If the game's on Peacock, we don't have Peacock. What are you talking about? It's on Prime?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I don't have Prime at the bar.
Yeah, the NFL probably does need to get their arms around that a little bit. But right now, everyone's the streaming wars.
Yeah, it's the streaming wars.
But let's start with a noon kickoff.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think there's going to be some eyeballs on. And this is going to be on Fox, just good old Fox.
Yeah.
High noon kickoff. Your New York Giants are a home underdog.
Yeah.
To the Minnesota Vikings. 1.5. That total has been recently bet up to 41. Jabron, what's your initial thoughts?
The initial thought is anybody going to watch this game at all?
Well, Vikings fans. We've got a lot of Vikings fans out there.
I'm just joking. I'm just doing a little flack on our dad there, the big Vikings fan up there in Lynch, Nebraska. It's just not going to be the season that the Vikings want to have. Obviously they lost their all-star quarterback Kirk Cousins. He's down throwing dingers in Atlanta now.
Well, at least they got a high-flying draft pick they got to replace
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Wait.
They lost no, him they don't. Too. No, Sam Darnold going to be under center for this one. They do got a nice, shiny new running back that used to beat up on them from Green Bay, Aaron Jones, that is going to have a lot of people with eyes on him. And just on the Giants side of the ball, I don't have anything to get hyped about.
No.
I really don't, Andy.
No.
I know a lot of Giants fans, and they're not happy with how Danny Dimes is still the quarterback or how much they paid him. And with the lack of weapons there without Saquon, what are they doing? Why are they only paying Danny Dimes and nobody else is on this team?
Check out this stat that I just came across.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones and Darnold have combined to score over 25 points of offense in just three of their last 13 games.
Wowzers.
This is going to be a low score. The under is the way to go. I can't believe that this is getting bet up right now.
Yeah.
I think that's just people getting into metrics and just trusting the computer. And oh, it's an NFL team, so it's going to be this.
Yeah.
No.
No,
it's not.
It's not. I do like the spread towards the Vikings way. I do believe the Vikings get the win. They just have more people.
Sure, they got a better.
They got the talent. They got JJ.
53-man roster.
They got Aaron Jones. They're going to be able to score some points. I don't believe they're going to light up the scoreboard with this quarterback play, but I think it's a lot better than what's on the opposite side in New York. Give me the Vikings.
Yeah, as soon as Daniel Jones got into that year two, and there was film out there and all those things. it's been tough sledding for the old New York football Giants.
Give me the Vikings out of Minnesota.
All right, should we go to a Sunday night?
Let's go. This one's going to be freaking awesome.
It really is. I really like this matchup. In Motor City, Detroit, your Lions are a 3.5-point favorite to the Los Angeles Rams. Of course, this is going to be that Sunday night broadcast on NBC and the whole crew. I don't know. I really like Detroit. I like golf. I like golf indoors, at home. You combine those two things, golf comes out smelling like a rose so many more times than not.
Yeah. What I'm going to tell you, Andy, about the Detroit Lions, I expect David Montgomery is going to have a huge game on the ground against this Rams defense.
Okay.
So I really like that. What I really like, Andy, is this over. It's sitting at 51 points, Andy. I believe both teams are going over 30 points in this game, although it might come down to the last possession play here, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm backing that over. Over 51 is the play here. These are two really good offensives, so-so defenses, and there's just too many good players on each side of the ball. Puka Nacua, Amon-Ra St. Brown, David Montgomery, Kyren Williams, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff. Yeah. This reminds me of that game that Goff had against the Kansas City Chiefs a couple years ago to open up the season.
Right.
That it was just, you know, whatever it was, 50 to 45 or whatever the heck it was. This is that game this year. There's going to be so many points on this game over 51. I do believe you're correct with the Lions getting the edge.
I do like the Lions at home here. And the total, that's kind of been moving around. It actually just got bet down to 51. So you feel comfortable with that over, though?
Yeah, I love the over, Andy. I really think that the Los Angeles Rams are a contender this year, especially in the NFC. I think they're getting overlooked. It might just a mistake on solid paper, whatever, or just taking a year off here and there or whatever. But with Matthew Stafford back under center, and I think he's still one of the best quarterbacks. And running back Kyren Williams is also back. They drafted Blake Corum to do 1-2 punch with him.
Yeah.
And then the outside, they got Puka Nacua. They got Cooper Kupp. Unfair to opposing teams. This is going to be a huge year for Matt Stafford and a huge year for those two receivers.
All right. Well, with all this, I think you're going to agree with me on a player prop with some plus money.
Let's do it.
Cooper Kupp over 5.5 receptions.
Easy money.
He averages 9 catches per game. I don't believe he's injured. He doesn't have any of those
he's good to go.
Little red cues by
he's
his
good to
name.
Go.
He is good to go. And if you believe in Matt Stafford still having fuel in the tank, you got to think he's going to look up his number one target.
Yeah.
Over the past 4 or 5 years, because Puka's probably number one now. And Cooper Kupp's fine with that.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. But even playing second fiddle, he's still averaging last year 9 catches per game. So
yeah,
give me that over at 5.5.
No matter what, Cooper Kupp is always going to be the outlet that Matt Stafford's looking for, matter what. Puka Nacua is more big play, big situation kind of thing, but Cooper Kupp is always going to be that comeback route, the slant in, the slant out, ball control kind of pass, which is going to happen a lot of times in this game. That is that is the best player prop that I believe that you've ever put out on WTL.
History being made.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp. I love that player prop, Andy, and it is going to hit for sure.
This is going to be a fun game to watch if you are the casual bettor sprinkling money on Detroit, looking at a player prop for somebody on the Rams. You're just hoping for some scoring.
In the over.
In the over. It's always way more fun to bet the over.
It is.
Life's too short, right?
It's too friggin' short.
All right, let's move on to Monday night.
Yeah.
And this game has a lot of intrigue to it. The more I think about it, the more I like it to be that kickoff Monday night for the NFL. They always figure out a way to get to dial up those matchups.
They did it.
The New York Jets are going all the way across the nation to take on the San Francisco 49ers. They're not playing in San Francisco, but they haven't played in San Francisco for a number of years.
Santa Clara.
But the 49ers are still your home favorite here. -4. The total has been recently bet down to 44.
Yeah, Andy, I believe I'm just on San Francisco here. I think it'll be interesting to see how the Niners handle the Jets defense, which, you know, a lot of people think is probably one of the best, if not the best defense in the league right now, or more underappreciated units in the NFL. Okay. I just still think that the Niners are the still more proven team.
Yeah.
The Jets have talent. There's no getting around that. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner on the defensive side. Obviously Aaron Rodgers, but that is a question mark. I want to see what Aaron Rodgers does in his first game back. Obviously, they slated him against the 49ers in his home state, all that kind of stuff. This is very intriguing. I just hope he gets it past the first quarter.
You know, 3-4 weeks ago, a lot of money was being sharp money was being bet in on the Jets because of holdouts of Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, and there's a couple injuries on the
injury
defense.
Bug with CMC.
A couple of defensive backs.
Yep.
For San Francisco. The majority of all that's been cleaned up.
It's all clean.
CMC got his money. Trent Williams got his money. So did Brandon Ayuk.
Yep.
And everybody's feeling fat and happy right now. Someone compared it to the Last Dance with the Chicago Bulls I saw. I thought that was a great comparison.
No doubt.
These guys are thinking Super Bowl
Super
or bust.
Here
they are on Monday night to put everybody on notice. You have a team with New York going all the way across the nation here.
Yep.
I know it's week one, but they still got to do the travel thing.
Yep.
And there's a lot.
Quarterback coming off injury.
Yeah, there's question marks there with the Jets, and I don't think there's question marks with San Francisco.
No.
Now that they cleared up all the contract issues.
The only question is, can we win the Super Bowl? That's the question.
That's exactly. That is the...
Not can we beat Aaron Rodgers. It's can we win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and kind of an upstart or a restart Jets team.
Yeah.
Give me a break. You're not at the level of the 49ers yet. With that being said, a couple years ago, I remember week one in the Chicago Bulls.
Da Bears
knocked off the 49ers at home, but there was rain and all the...
Steelers quarterback.
All those things.
Obviously, first game of the year, we don't know a lot. Obviously, on the Jets, a whole bunch of question marks. Yeah. Not a lot of question marks on San Francisco. I'm getting them under a touchdown in this game. I just believe it's one of the better bets of the weekend.
Then a lot of those models that I've been, kind of shying away from throughout this broadcast, but they like 49ers big.
For sure.
They like 49ers
big. I like them by at least a touchdown, and this is 4.5 points right now. I love it. Too many offensive weapons for this Jets defense to, shut it down.
Well, if you like the 49ers that much, real quick, do you like the over then? The money's going the other way right now. The money's going the other way.
Yeah, and I think that has a lot to do with San Francisco's defense and the Jets' defense, both of them saying that this is not going to be a high-scoring affair. I still believe San Francisco's going to be able to score quite a bit. I'm going to sidestep it, but if I had a lean, I'd go in the over. I really would.
Yeah, the over. And once again, you're going against the public money there with it coming down to 44 on most books. That's a consensus line I'm looking at there.
Too many offensive weapons on both sides. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, CMC, Ayuk, Debo, George Kittle. There's too many.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. No, I'd go with the over.
All righty. Well, that'll about do it for us this week. So be sure to give us a follow over on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you haven't already, please look us up on YouTube and, you know, think about maybe giving us a little bit of a view, a watch, a subscribe. What do they say? What are the kids saying?
Like, subscribe. All that comment, subscribe, and like, all that stuff.
And you're giving the daily picks over on TikTok,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, make sure you check us out at WTL Sports Betting on TikTok. We will give you picks, parlays, all that kind of stuff on primetime games during the weekend.
It's going to be fire from Thursday through Monday night.
Yes, it will.
For Jabron, the Parlay Pounder, I'm Eddie Classen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.